The Special Representative of the UN Secretary General and Head of the United Nations Integrated Transition Assistance Mission in Sudan, Volker Perthes, released a statement on Sunday saying, over the past week, the United Nations has received reports of violent incidents in and around Jebel Moon in West Darfur. He said the violence included the burning of villages and the death of tens of Sudanese, representing another alarming sign of the increasing instability in Sudan. Perthes said in the statement he is deeply concerned about the situation and is calling on Sudanese authorities to restore stability in the region. He also urged all parties to act with restraint to prevent further violence. Perthes noted that the events in Darfur are taking place while violence in Khartoum continues. He said two protesters were killed during last Thursday's demonstration and ongoing excessive force is still being used against protesters. Violence must stop all over Sudan and those responsible must be held accountable, said Perthes. Adam Rijal is spokesperson for the independent group, the General Coordination for Displaced Persons and Refugees in Darfur, told VOA on Monday while calm has returned to the area, the security situation remains uncertain.
The situation today on the 14th of March is calm, but perhaps it's too early to tell because Darfur, and especially Jebel Moon, is experiencing an unstable security situation characterized by violations and crimes taking place under the watch of the military coup government against unarmed civilians residing in their villages, and these militias come and attack them without any provocation.
Jebel Moon experienced a wave of violence in November last year when Arab nomads attacked farmers in the area. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said at least 43 people were killed and 46 villages were burned and looted. Rijal says similar attacks resumed earlier this month.
The attacks on the 3rd and the 5th left 16 people dead and 16 others wounded. On the 10th, 19 people were killed and 5 people were wounded. The total number of those killed in the month of March is 35, while wounded are 21. Besides that, more than 4 villages have been burned to the ground.
The Central Committee for Sudanese Doctors released a statement on Saturday confirming the same numbers. Rijal says thousands of civilians have been displaced to neighboring Chad and are sheltering in Farshana refugee camps in eastern Chad. Rijal says what is happening in West Darfur's Jebel Moon appears to be more than just a tribal feud. He calls it a systematic campaign to displace the local population from the areas in a conflict over resources.
The fighting in Jebel Moon is not tribal, but rather it's a conflict over resources. Someone wants access to these resources, and they are pitting some groups against others so that they can have the resources of the area. The assailants do not necessarily share a tribal affiliation. If they succeed in displacing the local population, then the government will come and have access to all the resources, including gold and other minerals. The area is also conducive to rearing livestock because of the fertile land with plenty of water.
Rijal says the militiamen that attack the area come from different remote areas, including Niala in South Darfur, Zalinje in Central Darfur, and from beyond the border in neighboring Chad. He says they came with machine guns on the backs of pickup trucks and motorbikes and attacked villagers and looted their property. A 2020 peace agreement signed between Sudan's transitional government and rebel groups from Darfur provided for a special joint force to protect civilians in Darfur. The force has yet to be formed and deployed.